The National Pulse with Ashraf Garda. Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m.
I tell you what, if life is so confusing for you, where you now see the former president, Jacob Zuma, now contesting an election with another party having not resigned, well, the one party, and you say, has there been another example of that? Well, here's one that will really confuse you. So the story is that Prince Harry is an American citizen. Okay, that should tell you something. Let's try and understand all of this, because I'm battling with a political analyst and PhD candidate based at the University of Dundee in Scotland. That's Musa Mdunge. Musa, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining the National Pulse.
Thank you so much for having me. Good afternoon to you and to your listeners.
Right, so yeah, you are a member who would be in line for the throne ordinarily is now an American citizen. I've given the example of Jacob Zuma, once of the ANC. Yeah. What do you make of the story?
Well, you know, one, he has received his U.S. residency, so not that necessarily he's a U.S. citizen, because that would in fact then put his legal status, particularly as a member of the royal family, and the kind of protections and privileges that he has in jeopardy already. If you think about the fact that since his move, there has been a push by not only the royal family, but the Home Office, whether from Boris Johnson until under Rishi Sunak, to reduce the kind of security he would receive when he's in the UK. And that boils down to the fact that he's no longer a working royal. And as much as Prince Harry is a counselor of state, technically, he would be able to fill in his father's shoes, King Charles, on matters to protect the monarchy, or in times where he's unable to exercise, you know, his authority. But in this particular case, the fact that, you know, two of the king's siblings have been added to the list shows that relations between the king as well as his son are not moving in the direction that either one of them would probably want. And unfortunately for Prince Harry, this move does put his status, his popularity in the UK in jeopardy.
But I mean, does he care if it's in jeopardy? I would think not.
I think he does. I think he does. The very fact that he has waged so many legal battles against various newspapers and news organizations means that he really cares about his reputation, particularly in the United Kingdom. In fact, if you look at the recent YouGov polling that tracks the popularity of the royals, Prince Harry scores a 68%. Unlikability rating of about 68%. In fact, he's far unpopular than even Camilla, the Queen Consort, whom, if you know the history of Prince Harry, Princess Diana, the royals, was at some point the most hated woman. So the fact that he scores under that tells you the gravity of his unpopularity in the UK. He certainly cares about his image in the UK, because fundamentally this is home, but also he has certain charities that he continues to be connected to as a patriot. And so his unpopularity impacts his brand and fundamentally impacts these organizations that are associated with him and their ability to raise funds. And that's the challenge for Prince Harry. It's what does it do to his credibility and ability to raise funds? That's why he worries so much. And that's why he has pursued so many legal battles.
But I mean, you say he really cares. How do we know he cares? I mean, what has he pronounced publicly that suggests that he really does care? Keeping in mind that he's ambivalent, right? He's there. He's not in regular office as you would normally expect the other royals to do. He's living in another place on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. In many ways, him and his family have built a future elsewhere.
One of the things that I would say would drive me to say that is one, he continues to talk about the royal family, continues to speak about his experience. You'll recall that he wrote the book Spare, which is quite a scathing record of the royal family, but also the current cancer diagnosis of both King Charles and Catherine, the Princess of Wales, would have certainly made Prince Harry rethink, try to get closer to his father. You know, royal journalists who cover the royal family have stated that in actual fact there have been some overtures to improve relations patients, particularly given King Charles's cancer diagnosis. But, you know, at this point, I think the matter is still hot. The fact that Prince William and Prince Harry do not get along. In fact, one would argue that their relationship is more tense than that of King Charles and his and Prince Harry. And that factors, right, because it kind of puts the king in the middle between his successor and his second son. And unfortunately, given that Prince William was ascend to the throne, regard and focus has been given to him and his family. And again, the very fact that he will no longer act as a counselor of state in the most official sense of the matter means in the royal mess nations, there's a thinking to say that this man is no longer going to come back. We might as well move on and deal with the core royal family, which is Prince William, his wife, and the three kids.
Well, I mean, here's the last thing, and we're on to news time, so 30 seconds. I mean, you're speaking to us from Scotland, so it gets me thinking about that movie called The Last King of Scotland, which is another whole person completely, you know that. But I mean, you know, I think the Scots' position with royalty is very different to what the rest of England and maybe other countries feel, right? But here's the point. How much of an issue is this for the longevity of the royal family? And you've got 30 seconds.
I don't think it really is an issue here. I think that the British people have come to the conclusion that the focus, who they consider as the royal family, is the King, Queen Camilla, as well as Prince William. And so in many ways, the fact that the core royal family has done well since the ascension of King Charles, in fact, he remains quite popular. His level of popularity almost peaking at the same level as Queen Elizabeth shows that the royal family have played this very well. And in many ways, aided, of course, by the British press, which still has a huge influence over the populace, if you think of that's where, media that's, culture in the UK.
Okay, that's where you're going to leave me. Thank you for your time, Musa Dunge. Certainly get us thinking about, I wouldn't say the last king of Scotland, that's clearly not the case, the last prince, maybe, of the royal family living in the USA, or the first of that sort, isn't it? Strange world we live in.